Norm Campbell is in Studio Zeno with me. We're broadcasting live from the Cable House. And Norm, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Ken, for the invitation.
Well, you've had a busy week, and we'll get to exactly why you've had a busy week here in just a minute. But that that song, Ruby, there, that was an early song. Let's talk a little bit about your early musical influences. What's some of the first music that you remember?
I'm a child of the 60s, but music really started in the late 50s. I think the first song I really remember being captivated by was Deo by Harry Belafonte. And somebody in the house bought a 45 of it, and we, my brothers and sisters and I, we listened to it like crazy. That was sort of an eye-opening, different thing than you heard on the radio. And then we have to skip forward a little bit to sort of the mid-60s and the House of the Rising Sun came on the scene by the Animals, and it just, I mean, if Deo opened my eyes, then House of the Rising Sun knocked me off my feet. It was so raw and yet full at the same time, and it really started me, you know, into listening to music. And you know, not that I of course hadn't heard the Beatles and all of that, but I suddenly realized there was a power here that I just didn't understand.
So you're a person that has found music to be a very powerful force throughout life.
Exactly. You know, I was thinking as I was preparing this list that throughout my educational career, I was asked to memorize a lot of poems. And, you know, I don't think I can remember a single poem that I memorized, but I'll bet I can remember the lines of thousands of songs, you know, so it somehow it resonates deeper in you. The music and the words, I guess, together resonate in a way that just the words don't. So,
well, especially when we start playing them, those lyrics will pop right out. Okay. So the list that Norm has been making has been his deserted island list. And we asked you, Norma, I think a couple weeks ago, to begin thinking about a list of 10 songs that if you were cast away on a deserted island, what 10 songs would you take with you if you could only take 10? And so you have your list, and we're about ready to start playing it. And you mentioned a couple songs there when we were just now talking, Norm. And one of them is on the list, and one of them is not. Right. But we'll get to that. Just a little bit about you first. I think a lot of people would describe you as an artist. I imagine that's true. You want to talk a little bit about art and how, in other ways, you might be described.
Yeah. Good. That's, I think, an apt description. It's the way I think of myself. And not an artist in the way of occupation, but more as perception. I spend most of my free time drawing, and it is who I am. It is what I do. Not because I have to, it just is. So I'm pleased to be called that. I sometimes wonder if I'm quite at that level to be called an artist, but I love to draw.
I think most folks would definitely say that you're at that level. What are some other things that you've done in and around Sitka and in
Well, you know, I was, I've always, since high school, I've had a passionate place in my heart for recycling. And so from 2005 until my retirement late last year, I worked with a recycling program for the city. And I'll tell you, the beautiful part of that was when I left, it was very clear to me how deep people's appreciation was for recycling and having that as a part of what Sitka is. And I hadn't really seen that before, but, you know, people just, you know, came up and people I hardly knew, you know, would A, thank me, and B, say, let's keep things moving. So, you know, that was another important thing. I'm glad to be not working on recycling right now, but it's something that filled me and broadened my sense of community.
Well, on behalf of everybody for the recycling, thank you, and we'll definitely keep things moving.
Yeah.
So Ruby was one of my first songs. Let's talk about your first song of your 10, if you're on a deserted island. Right. I got asked last night whether this was an island in like the Caribbean, a down south warm island, or an island up here in Alaska. And I think it's the castaway's choice. Where's your island going to be?
You know, it's definitely in the temperate zone, but it's also a summer island. It's an island that is always summer. Always moist, always sweet, weathered, just like Sitka.
All right, what's your first song of the night?
Let's see, going to the list, the first song is The Heart of Saturday Night.
Tell me why you selected that.
Well, I had Tom Waits, I discovered during the late 60s, and if you know his early work, he was gravelly voiced lots of talk about drinking and the desperate life that surrounds that, and there's such a innocent sweetness about this song. It grabbed me like none of his other stuff really did. And it's one of those songs, you know, lots of songs grab you, but this one has held on. And every time I hear it, it opens up memories and. You know, it's clear to me that it was internalized, you know, because there's so many memories associated with it that come bouncing back.
Your gas tube and a wheel, with your arm around your sweet one, your Oldsmobile, barreling down the boulevard. You're looking for the heart of Saturday night. And you got paid on Friday, and your pockets are jingling, and you see the lights. Get all tingling cause you're cruising with a six. And you're looking for the heart of Saturday night. And then you comb your hair, shave your face, trying to wipe out every trace of all the other days. In a week you know that this will be the Saturday you're reaching your peak, stopping on the red, you're going on the green, cause tonight will be like nothing you've ever seen, and you're barreling down the boulevard. You're looking for the heart of Saturday night. Tell me, is it the crack of the pool balls, neon buzzing, telephones ringing, it's your second cousin? Is it the barmaid smiling in the corner of her eye, magic or the melancholy tearing your eye? Exit kind of quiver down in the cove, cause you're dreaming of them Saturdays came before, and now you're stumbling onto the heart of Saturday night. You gassed her up and you're behind the wheel, with your arm around your sweet one, your Oldsmobile, barreling down the boulevard. You're looking for the heart of Saturday night. Is it the crack of the pool balls, neon buzzing, telephones ringing, at your second cousin, and the barmaid is smiling in the corner of her eye, the melancholy tear in your eye makes it kind of special down in the core. And you're dreaming of them Saturdays that came before it's found you stumbling, stumbling onto the heart of Saturday night. And you're stumbling, stumbling onto the heart of Saturday night.
You're listening to Raven Radio, KCIW Sitka Earbones. I'm Ken. Norm Campbell, artist and music appreciator, has been cast away to a temperate, deserted island and can take only 10 songs. Those were the first two that we heard. Norm, tell me why you chose Judy Collins.
Well, I think the depth of her voice, you know, it's just absolutely gorgeous. And despite the fact that Farewell to Tarwathi is a wailing song, it's of the water, and I think it's, I always feel tied to Southeast Alaska when I listen to it. You know, that this is one of the sounds that makes sense here.
What was creating your list like? You've had like a week or week and a half, right, to choose 10 songs.
Well, you know, I would really encourage anybody to do this, and I want to thank you for allowing me to have this experience, because it opened up a very big door, and I started writing songs down and crossing songs off and considering songs, and I think most of the final 10 that I ended up with were not on my original list.
A whole lot of turnover.
Yeah, right. And it was like walking back through time and thinking about these songs, and some of them I went on to YouTube and listened to again to see if they made the list or didn't make the list. But even on the list, not on the list, it's incredible how tied to experience music is. And like I said earlier, it takes you right. Has the capability of taking you right back. So thank you for that. And I would encourage anybody in town who wants to give this a whirl to do it, because it was a very enlightening experience and worthwhile.
So you said you changed some things out. If I were to give you an opportunity to now to switch one of these out, would you take it or would you hold tight?
No, you know, I'm going to hold tight, because up even through this morning I was going over the list again, and I've got another list of 10 here that didn't quite make it, and so now I'm comfortable with what I've chosen. That's, I know it's a very eclectic range. I think everything I listen to is pretty mainstream and pretty middle of the road, but you know, it works for me. So,
well, we know that at least there's a Deo or House of the Rising Sun coming up.
Yeah, right.
One of those is on the list, but good. Not next. Up next is a tune from Jimmy Buffett.
Right. And Jimmy made the list a couple times and was off the list a couple times. He did a song called Come Monday, which is a beautiful ballad, and which I let go for this one. And this is one of those, again, I'd consider it another ballad, but it's a very serious and quiet look at where you are at a given time. And I admire the honesty of it.
Mother, Mother Ocean, I've heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all. You've seen it all. Watch the man who rode you switch from sails to steam, and in your belly you hold the treasures you have ever seen. Most of them dream, most of them dream. Yes, I am a pirate, 200 years too late. The cannons don't thunder, there's nothing to plunder. I'm an over 40 victim of fate. arriving too late, arriving too late. But I've done a bit of smuggling, and I've run my share of grass. I made enough money to buy Miami, but I pissed it away so fast. Never meant to last, never meant. To go fishing down the rock bottom again, just a few friends, just a few friends. Occupation's just not around. I feel like I drown. Gonna head up town. I feel like I drown. Gonna head up town.
May I suggest to you, may I suggest this is the best part of your life? May I suggest this time is blessed for you, this time is blessed and shining almost blinding bright. Just turn your head and you'll begin to see the thousand reasons that were just beyond your sight. The reasons why I suggest to you, why I suggest this is the best part of your life. There is a world that's been addressed to you, addressed to you, intended only for your eyes. A secret world, a treasure chest to you, of private scenes and brilliant dreams that mesmerize. A tender lover's smile, a tiny baby's hand, the million stars that fill the turning sky at night. Oh, I suggest, yes, I suggest to you, yes, I suggest this is the best part of your life. There is a hope that's been expressed in you, the hope of seven generations, maybe more. This is the faith that they invest in you. It's that you'll do one better than was done before. Inside you know, inside you understand. Inside you know what's yours to finally set right. and I suggest to you, and I suggest this is the best part of your life. This is a song, comes from the west to you, comes from the west, comes from the slowly setting sun. This is a song with a request of you, to see how very short the endless days will run. And when they're gone, and when the dark descends, we'd give anything for one more hour of light. May I suggest, this is the best part of your life.
The song is called May I Suggest from Red Molly. They have performed here in Sitka. And did you get to go see the concert, Norm?
I did. Yeah, I was fortunate enough to be there. And I hear they want to come back, and I would go see them again. I'll tell you, they're very impressive.
The harmonizing is incredible there. Why may I suggest on your top 10 list there?
Well, I think it's, again, it's, there's introspection and there's beauty and a quietness and a look at life, and all of those things appeal to me. I mean, of all of the songs that I picked, this is the one that I hope my drawings feel the most like.
Oh, that's an interesting statement.
For I think the qualities I just mentioned, and for the words, you know. I mean, it's a very simple, heartfelt message, and I like that. It's,
Some of the artwork that you create is very simple in content. You know, I think I'm referring to some of the drawings of stones that you create. Why are you drawn to that?
Boy, that's a great question, Ken. But I love quietness. I love order. I love looking at things carefully, and I like balance. And in my drawings, I'm always trying to introduce unbalance, and I always end up with balance. And, you know, I guess I'm at that point in my life, I'm going to say balance is okay. You know, I'm comfortable here.
You've just created the image for me that the harmonizing that we just heard Red Molly do, and then talking about the visualization of your artwork, and then my experience with oftentimes hilltops where a cairn is built, and you've got round stones, one perched upon another, and they kind of get smaller, and realizing that that's rocks harmonizing, and that they are different, but part of one.
Nicely put.
Of one,
yeah.
Chord. So
nice. Yeah.
Well, your island is very introspective. It's, thus far, we've had a very relaxed castaway experience. I can imagine there's a hammock on your island.
There's a couple hammocks.
Do you play an instrument?
You know, I don't. I'm the most unmusical person around. But boy, I'm so impressed with people that can. You know, because you know, one thing about being an artist, it is who you are, so you take it for granted. So when I look at somebody playing an instrument really well and it's like second nature to them, I suspect they have that same feeling that I have about drawing, that they just are musicians, and
it's,
and
in you
fits,
yeah. And it's getting out.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, you've got to have some stuff getting out on your island, because we've been very mellow. Are you going to party a little bit? Or what happens if a boat goes by on the horizon and they don't see you and you need to vent?
Yeah. There we go. Well, maybe that leads us right into our next song, which is a song that had a huge impression on me because of its intensity, and that's House of the Rising Sun by The Animals, which I bought the 45. I listened to it incessantly. I'm surprised the needle didn't wear itself all the way through the vinyl, but it was a huge favorite. And you know, my kids make music for me to introduce me to new things, and my son was making one that putting his favorite songs, both new and old, and he put House of the Rising Sun on that. So I think it has a chord large enough to touch lots of us.
So what we're thinking here is that this is about two octaves higher than where Norm remembers his version. So that was The Animals, but Norm, maybe that was a later version is what you're thinking?
That's what I'm thinking, yeah, that after Eric Burdon had sung it 200,000 times, it didn't have the same intensity as when he originally recorded it.
All right, so we're going to, I think we're going to then shoot for an earlier version, and we've got, I think we've got this one here that we're going to give this a shot, all right? So give me the thumb up or down after the first 10 seconds or so. And... No, that's not it either. So we're gonna if you're on the island, it's gonna be right. So maybe this is the one we're looking for. Well, that wasn't quite the right version either. So it sounds like, Norm, when that ship goes by on the horizon and you put on House of the Rising Sun, that song might skip and jostle and stop. So maybe what we'll do is dig into the trunk of music, see if we can find a right version for you.
Okay.
And then in the meantime, we're going to move on to an announcement or two. And then we're going to come back to a song that is next on the list. And we'll see if we can get Eric Burdon and the Animals to get the right song. Because if you only got 10, you better want the right ones.
We got to get out of this place. Is there one on?
Oh, maybe there's a... Are you looking for a late game change? All right. Well,
no.
All right,
no changes.
We'll look into that, and we're gonna go ahead and take an announcement or two. Take a breather. The time is 8:50. This is Earbones on Raven Radio KCIW Sitka, and we're on a deserted island. And also, I should mention that we've got dessert coming up here. So we'll take care of our House of the Rising Sun. We'll get a new song on, and we'll get you a dessert here in just a few minutes. Thanks for being with us. Up to 20% of U.S. residents get the flu each year. The best protection against the flu is to get the vaccine. They have a very good safety track record and will protect you for one flu season. Everyone 6 months of age and older should get vaccinated. It's not too late to get vaccinated for this winter's flu season. It usually peaks in January or February, but it can occur as late as May. This message brought to you by your local Emergency Planning Committee.
Heaven,
Norm Campbell is on his deserted island, and we're listening to the 10 songs that he would take if those were the only 10 for the rest of his days here on Earbones Friday nights on Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And you introduced that album to me. I'd never explored it before. Tell me a little bit about that Moody Blues tune.
Well, the Moody Blues in general get a nod to me for really integrating rock music into, let's say rock and roll, into the more common music, because their use of instruments was, they were the first people that I was really aware of that used full orchestration in their things, and consequently, it's both current and traditional, and it's a story, and it's also just rich. You know, the depth of the music, the instruments stacked on top of each other.
I read when I was putting your list together, 33 instruments were used in the making of this album. Every one of them played by the band. They didn't bring anybody else in.
Right.
So layer upon layer upon layer of music.
And almost every cut on that album is, is really well done. You know, some albums you get a couple of throwaways on, not on In Search of the Lost Chord. I think, a really good album.
All right. Well, this is Earbones. We're broadcasting live from Studio Zeno downstairs at the Cable House. And we had the House of the Rising Sun, but not quite right. And so Chandelier made a heroic effort from being home and sick, and she got up and got us what we needed. So this is the proper version of The Animals, The House of the Rising Sun.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the Rising Sun. And it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. And God, I know I'm one. Rising sun.
Okay, Norm, was that the right version?
That was it, yes.
All right. The ship might turn around. The animals there with House of the Rising Sun. We're all kind of surprised about how many versions of the House of the Rising Sun are out there floating around. Mm-hmm. Some not necessarily as good as others. So the it's just about halfway through Earbones. We've played probably, I think, six of the 10 songs here, okay. Norm. It's time for dessert.
Okay.
You're on a deserted island, and so one of the things that you're able to bring is an everlasting dessert, and you only get one dessert. And so what is your dessert for eternity?
Well, to be honest to myself, I felt like I had to bring one of my desserts, and I make very few desserts, but I do make a killer banana bread. Mm-hmm. You know, I love the nature of it. You've got these bananas that didn't get eaten, and they're a little past their prime. Well, they're just perfect for banana bread. It's reasonably wholesome. The magic ingredient is walnuts. Banana bread without walnuts just isn't the same.
Oh, interesting.
And I put together a simple powdered sugar frosting to go over it, just to give it that extra sweetness that makes it special. So, again, nice, simple, clean, balanced, functional thing.
All right. I've got a question or two about your banana bread, but I want to mention that we're not going to list all of the ingredients, but we are going, after the show, I'll post them on our website, kcaw.org. We'll also put them out on the Raven Radio Facebook page, which so you can catch it on either one of those places. And have some banana bread. I like the frosting notion. I just received some banana bread for the holidays, and I it had no frosting. I would slice it up and toast it a little bit, and then put a little butter on it, thinking all the time, you know, natural, wholesome goodness, right? So the frosting is also natural and wholesome, yeah. In there, right?
It is a dessert, after all.
So how often do you make your banana bread? Once a year? Once every 5 years?
Oh, no. It's like I said, we eat a lot of bananas. We're potassium loaded. So, and we end up with a fair amount of ones that just aren't quite that appetizing. So banana bread is a perfect thing to do. And, you know, it comes together really easily.
This makes sense because the recycling is in your blood. You hate to see a good fruit go bad.
Thank you.
Reduce, Kim. Reuse, yeah. Recycle, make that banana into some bread.
There we go.
All right. That makes perfect sense. You said the walnuts make it.
Yeah.
Do you like walnuts in your chocolate chip cookies?
No, not so much.
Interesting, because I thought there you might be that there's two kinds of people in the world line here with who like nuts in their cookies and those that don't.
Yeah.
And I'm a no thank you very much please, and I married a no thank you very much please.
Works well.
Yeah, it works well. And I thought you might be a nutty cookie guy, nope. But no, you're not.
No, I'm. It's the combination of bananas and walnuts together that hits the mark. So.
Wow. Well, that's a head scratcher. I'm going to have to maybe try this. All right. KCAW.org is where you'll find the banana bread recipe that Norm Campbell provides. So on to the music, the last four tunes, and we've got one from Harry Nilsson coming up next. Tell me a little bit about when and where and why this song.
You know, like all good things, I guess it's summer and it's warm and this is a very upbeat song from it's the title song from Midnight Cowboy, which was not an upscale or uplifting positive movie in general, but there are a few scenes where it reaches that level, and this is just it's simple, it's positive, it's moving, and it's summer and it's warm.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying.
only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze. And skipping over the ocean like a stone. Shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze. And skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave.
Harry Nilsson, and I just learned something interesting about Harry Nilsson. Norm, you said that he didn't perform live. He didn't do live shows.
Right. He was concerned that it took the studio to bring the best out in his voice and what he wanted his voice to be, and he couldn't do it on stage, so he didn't.
It seems like an artist, a musician. Well, it seems like a listener, right? We'll start there. We all know that recordings, the albums, sound different than if you go see the performer live. And I think we expect there to be a difference. And so that he just couldn't accept that was okay, I guess, from his side of things.
Right. Huh. And I wonder if that isn't why he sort of plateaued at a certain level. Didn't develop a huge following, because he wasn't accessible. You know, you couldn't go see him somewhere. You couldn't hear him perform. So, interesting conjecture, but I think you're right. It seems unnatural for a performer not to perform.
I think that's right where it is. Well, there's a bunch of performers in the next recording, and this is the London Philharmonic Orchestra performing what piece?
It's Pachelbel's Canon in D, and a piece that comes from my days when I was post college in Oregon, and you know, since I discovered it in that situation, it's you actually hear it quite a bit. It's, you know, it's around. You hear a little bit here and a little bit there. I think it's one of the most beautiful things ever written.
Do you think? Did you hear it live, or did you hear it on a recording? This wasn't a situation where you went out and bought a 45 and listened to it again and again, but kind of couch it in where you were with your life. Well, how did it find its way to your life?
I don't know where I first heard it the first time, but. Was one of those things that after I heard it, I paid special attention to it, and did of course I did go out and I didn't get the 45, but I got the 78 and listened to it that way. always on vinyl.
Lest we date you, which actually almost already happened. I'll take a little aside here and say that we listened to Jimmy Buffett earlier tonight, and you sent me the list that said a pirate looks at 50, but the song is actually a pirate looking at 40. Which got me too. So our decades slip away, don't they, Norm? So the right. So not a 45, but a 33.
Yeah,
probably a 78 would put you, I think, a generation beyond beyond where you're at. So the London Philharmonic here is performing Pachelbel's Canon in D Major.
Your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree, but it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Well, that was Cat Stevens and song number 9 on Norm Campbell's list of songs to take to a deserted island. And tell me a little bit about Cat Stevens and how he made the list.
He has, I think, a really unique voice. And I'm really sorry. You know, he gave up music. He converted to Islam and doesn't do music anymore at all. And I think he had one of the richest, most expressive voices of the 60s and early 70s. So I'm really sad that he's not around. And this song is more like a confession than a song. You know, I mean, it's so rich and raw in its intent and beautiful at the same time with its intensity.
If you were a singer, would these be the types of songs that you would want to sing?
Yeah, exactly right. And I'd like to sound like Cat Stevens. I think there's something about his voice that really feels right to me.
Do you sing in the shower?
Badly.
But you sing along and
you
love to do that. Yeah. I think that's kind of an everything. And you'll be able to sing as much as you want on your deserted island.
Okay.
Well, it's been a great pleasure to have you go through this process. And we've got one last song that we're going to play. But before that, just to catch up on kind of what are you doing now? I know I see you at the Hames Center. And what's your gig there?
Well, I think the Hames Center is one of the bright lights of Sitka at this point. I believe in it so much that I give a little bit of time every week to volunteer, as lots of other people do. But I love going in there and seeing all this activity and people working hard on the machines upstairs and people just having fun in the gym. I try to play as much pickleball as I can.
The pickleball courts seem to be expanding and growing. The pickleballers are coming out of the woodwork.
They are. They are. And right now we have quite a range of people that that are coming out. But anybody who likes to move and have fun should come give it a whirl. It's a game that if you've played any racket sports at all, you'll pick up immediately. And with a little bit of practice, you can have some real fun. And again, it's a team. We play doubles mostly, so you're playing with somebody against two other opponents, and you have that duel going on.
But all friendly, of course.
Oh, of course, yeah. So the Hames Center is a great place, and I commend Brant and Cindy for what they did to really get it moving and make the community understand what a rich and wonderful place you can have if everybody gives a little bit of themselves.
Well put. Let's talk about your final song, a tune written by Leonard Cohen. And my mom introduced me to the music of Leonard Cohen. Talk a little bit about Leonard Cohen, and then this version of this song features him singing along with somebody else who actually is the primary vocalist.
Right. I think Leonard Cohen is the greatest poet songwriter of our time. I know Bob Dylan is astronomical, but Leonard Cohen hits the chords that resonate in me more often, because his stuff is so simple, again, and so forthright. I think one of the interesting things was he did an album in the early 60s, and I don't know the name of it, but then they did a movie called McCabe and Mrs. Miller, which was an early Warren Beatty movie, and I think all they did was take the Leonard Cohen album and intersperse it into the movie. The songs aren't relevant. It doesn't have anything to do with the story, but it works. Works really well. So he just has a tremendous gift. I like the intensity with which he looks at life. And in this last song, he's going to tell the story of Joan of Arc, and coupled with Jennifer Warren, who is a little known but I think wonderfully voiced singer, who's still around. You hear her every once in a while. And again, it's a story of love and of lost at the same time.
Now the flames, they followed Joan of Arc as she came riding through the dark. No moon to keep her armor bright, no man to get her through this dark and smoky night. She said, "I'm tired
want the kind of work I had before, a wedding dress or something white to wear upon my swollen appetite. Na-na-na.
I've watched you riding every day, and there's something in me that yearns to win such a cold, such a lonesome heroine.
And who are you? She sternly spoke to the one beneath the smoke.
Fire, he replied, and I love your solitude, I love your pride.
La la la.
Well, that is a beautiful, beautiful song. And I don't know how you chose from, if you're a Leonard Cohen fan, I don't know how you're taking just one, Norm.
Yeah, it's tough. It is.
Well, the 10 songs are tucked safely in your treasure chest along with a loaf of banana bread. And the island, I think, is a pretty relaxed and restful place. Mm-hmm. Beautiful selections that you've made. Thank you so much for saying okay and putting thought into what you've done and explaining why you've done it, because I think that we all know you better now, and that it's good for a community to know each other better now.
Well, and I again, Ken, I want to thank you for the opportunity to do this, and if people have any inclination about something like this, or if Ken corners you and asks you to do it, by all means say yes, because I don't think you'll regret it.
You didn't say yes right away.
No, nope,
you said I want to think about that a little bit, and I'm glad that you did think about it, and I'm glad that you did it.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah.
Well, Rachel and I have talked to a few different folks. We'll let you know who's going to be on the deserted island next Friday night at 8 o'clock here very soon. So, Norm, again, a pleasure, and I'll see you at the Hames Center, and I'll see you at the Recycling Center on occasion, and I'll see you at art openings, and thanks so much for what you do.
Thank you.
You bet.